Most of the information available on the internet September 11th was sadly true. Commentator David Weinberger spent much of that day in front of his computer.
On that day, the web proved that it's providing something new, a first-person news medium. People were using surprising expertise to confirm and deny rumors and even what we were hearing from the TV. For example, on one mailing list, some pilots discussed whether the steadiness of the approach of the airplanes proved that the hijackers were professionally trained. And a guy who turned out to know a lot about weapons said that the hijackers couldn't have used plastic guns because they actually contain enough metal to set off the security alarms. The web drew upon knowledgeable citizens like these from around the world to keep our fears as realistic as possible on an unrealistic day. The web also let us hear voices from local communities across the country. For example, I heard from friends and web acquaintances about bridge closings in San Francisco, jet fighters taking off from Hanscom Base in Massachusetts, and the police closing an area around some government buildings in Albuquerque. These incidents were too small for the national broadcast networks, but because they came from real people writing from their real communities, they gave a picture you couldn't get by watching the endlessly looped scenes on TV. And the web did more than offer another form of news story. A national roll call began through email, friends asking if I was okay, me asking them if they'd lost anyone they loved. In fact, the web began to develop new capabilities at an amazing evolutionary pace. For example, someone created a site where people in New York City could post their names so relatives could see they had survived. But soon the site was made much less useful by vandals who vented their anger by writing threats against Osama bin Laden. So within 4 hours, another web citizen created a new vandal-proof alternative. The speed of the evolution seemed tied directly to the depth of the human need. When the USS Maine sank off Cuba 100 years ago, messages over telegraph wires fed the next edition of the newspaper. When the USS Arizona was sunk at Pearl Harbor, the radio announced the wreckage. When Kennedy was shot, television newscasters wept, and we learned to sit on our couches waiting for more bad news. Now, for the first time, we can talk with one another on the scale of a broadcast medium, doing what humans do when a hole is punched in the ordinary: inform, cry, comfort, and most importantly, tell the story together.
David Weinberger is editor of the Journal of the Hyperlinked Organization. He lives in Massachusetts.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Jeff Rogers, Lisa Harmon, Diantha Parker, and Matt Martinez.
At the cultural desk, Sharon Ball, Tom Cole, Aileen Ellis, and Loretta Williams.
At the national desk, David Sweeney, Barbara Campbell, Steve Drummond, Ken Rudin, Andre De Leon, Athena Desai, Marisa Penalosa, and Marty Christie.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.